This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. There is a problem with millennials. Not every single one of them, just as a group. In fact, one of the best articles that's been written about this was actually an article about Bitcoin that happened to analyze millennials and why they are so enthralled with Bitcoin. And that article was written by Brandon Smith of alt-market.com. It's a great article, even though its main point is about how Bitcoin represents a loss of freedom because of the virtual currencies and virtual economies, which are ideal for police state surveillance and control over consumers and earners and so on. But in that article, he really nailed it when describing why millennials love Bitcoin. And the reason is because millennials have rejected reality. In other words, millennials, they don't really have, and again, I'm speaking in generalizations here, there's not every single one of them, but by and large, they have no real world skills. They don't have any practical education, even if they have a college degree. They're what's known across the internet as, quote, academic idiots, which means you have a lot of academic education, but you're still not, you don't have application skills, you don't have real-world skills, you're still not that smart in the real world. Millennials are rejecting the real world. This is a major psychological phenomenon that's taking place. They're rejecting everything in the real world, including central banks. They're rejecting the government, such as President Trump, they reject. They're rejecting the idea that they should have to have a job. This is crucial to understand as well. Most millennials don't think they should have to work. And if you're a business owner like me and you've ever hired millennials, you will encounter this as well. They literally don't think, I mean, again, not all of them, but a lot of them literally think they should be able to just punch a clock, collect a paycheck, and spend all their time at work checking the internet, Snapchatting friends, updating their Facebook page, checking sports scores, checking their Bitcoin balances, you know, stuff like that. That's what they think a job is. The idea that they should actually have to do something that is useful, that adds value to a company, is alien to millennials. Alien. They don't even understand what that means. It's not even speaking their language. And the idea, this cryptocurrency bubble is so appealing to millennials because it's aligned with everything they believe, that riches should come without effort, that you shouldn't have to work to get ahead in the world, and that you, the younger millennials, are so much smarter than the older generation. Old people buy gold. Old people buy real estate. Old people invested in stocks. That's even considered old-fashioned now because the cryptocurrency generation is like, oh, they're so much smarter now. They've figured out a whole new way, and they're all getting rich, and they're never going to have to work. Work is for old people, they think. That's how delusional they are. Yes, it's a massive delusion, and Brandon Smith also called it a delusion, and very correctly so, because there is going to come a day when this unicorn that all these millennials are chasing through cryptocurrencies is going to come crashing down. It will be disastrous. And many of the people who have been involved in cryptocurrencies will lose everything because they've been selling their homes to buy crypto mining rigs, literally selling their physical homes to buy into a virtual currency. And when the virtual currency crashes or ceases to exist or is regulated out of existence or whatever happens to it, they will have nothing left. They won't have anything physical in the real world. And since many of these millennials don't even have any physical skills, very few of them know how to create a product. Very few of them know how to run a service. Very few of them have any ability to even run a company or even participate in someone else's company. Because again, they don't believe they should have to work. Because of all these lapses in who they are, they will be the next generation of homeless. They will be unemployed and unemployable. They will have college degrees, but they won't have any job options because no intelligent employer is going to hire these people because they can't contribute anything that matters to a company. You know, all your stupid little Snapchat skills doesn't help me as an employer. Not interested in your Snapchat skills. And you know what, by the way? You know, I've hired and fired over the years hundreds of people. And so I have a pretty good sense of what makes a person a long-term valuable employee. And I'll tell you this, it has nothing to do with their college degree. Nothing. So a lot of these millennials are out, oh, they're getting a college degree, you know, in something incredibly ridiculous like gender studies or women's studies or cultural appropriation studies, and they wonder why they can't get a job. Here's the answer. You don't have anything to offer us. As I'm the employer, you want a job, but you don't have any skills. You don't even have any knowledge. You don't have anything that is valuable in reality. All you have is a bunch of virtual skills. Snapchat skills, Facebook skills, Bitcoin mining skills. Virtual skills that don't matter in the real world. They don't make a difference. You don't know how to change a tire. I've run into millennials who didn't know how to change a light bulb. I'm not even joking. Actually true. Couldn't figure out which way to turn it. The lack of reality in the minds of these people is just astonishing. And again, this is what Brandon Smith really nails in his article about Bitcoin. So where's all this going? Well, one of two ways, I figure. One way is there's a great awakening, a great day of reckoning when the millennial class is suddenly faced with a collapse of their virtual realms, such as a collapse of Bitcoin or a collapse of their, you know, their personal financial situation can collapse because they can't get a job or hold a job or contribute anything useful to society. There's going to be a day of reckoning for many of these people. And then they might mature. They might, you know, come to their senses and realize, hey, I better learn something useful, practical, so that I can offer skills to an employer or start my own company, which takes even more skills, by the way. You know, getting a job is easy. Easiest thing in the world. Running your own business, that's hard. It is many times harder than just getting a job. Anybody can get a job. If you just freaking show up, you can keep a job. Just show up. Not stoned, not drunk. Just show up. You can keep a job in this country. No problem. There are employers begging for people who will just show the F up and not be stoned or drunk. But running a business is hard because you actually have to make money to stay in business. And this idea of making money is considered evil by millennials. They think that businesses shouldn't make money. They think it's evil that anyone makes a profit on anything, that they think everything should be sold at cost. Well, what's the incentive for someone to make something if they're selling it at cost? You might as well do nothing because you'd make the same amount of money. And bingo, that's what millennials believe. They think that everybody should do nothing in the real world and that the government should just pay everybody money or they should just be able to make all their free riches on cryptocurrency and not actually have to do anything in the real world. They literally believe this. So that day of reckoning is coming and it's going to be a real whopper for these kids, because they're going to realize that there is no such thing as a free lunch, and they have real bodies in the real world that need a real roof over their heads and need to eat real food. The crypto virtual economy can't keep you alive and can't keep a roof over your head and can't put clothes on your feet and body and can't get you a vehicle to drive from one place to another. The virtual economy is not real, but you are real. Your body is real. Your needs, your bodily needs are real. You need electricity. You know, you need a roof over your head, all these things. So this day of reckoning is going to come. And that's why, ultimately, millennials want to merge with the machines, because they want to completely abandon reality and just merge with the machines via the singularity and just abandon their physical bodies so they have no more physical needs whatsoever. They can live in the realm of Bitcoin and artificial intelligence and be part of a CPU system. This literally, a lot of millennials believe this stuff. And this is why they're so out of touch with the real world, because they hate the real world. They want to become a machine. They want to become part of the virtual realm in which they have been operating all this time. They long for the day that they can merge with the machines. And then they don't need to pay rent, and they don't need to eat food, and they don't need anything in the real world. That's what millennials ultimately want. That's the scary vision of the future of our society if millennials keep going in their current direction without a major day of reckoning or a major change in their philosophies. You can read more about all this in my articles at naturalnews.com or hear more podcasts at healthrangerreport.com. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.